Yeah.
I call them tonic tots.
Okay. What do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands? Okay. What do you call a little animal? Oh, we don't have these in South Georgia. These questions were made up by people who live in North Georgia. Mm-hmm. And so some of the things that they ask just don't mean anything. What do you call an animal that has a strong, offensive odor? It's black and white. It's black, it's got a white stripe down it. And it smells, golly, it's...
Polecat.
Yeah. What do you call a little animal that's about that big? And it lives on the land, but it lives near water and it hops.
Rabbit?
Yeah. No. This is another kind, though. This lives around water. And it sort of squats down and hops. And sometimes at night you hear them. They go, brrr.
Oh, that's a frog.
Yeah, okay. And how about a little one of those? A little tiny one?
Well, and they're little tiny frogs.
Uh-huh.
Little baby frogs.
Do you have another name for the little tiny green ones? Okay. What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
Well, I call them wigglers.
Okay. And how about great big worms that are used for bait?
Well, I still call them all wigglers, because I think they all be wigglers. Okay. I don't know no different yet.
What do you call an insect that sends light off and on in the summertime so that you can see it at night?
Nightingale.
Okay. What do you call a little insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds or lakes?
Spiderhawk.
Okay. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and doesn't sting?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. It looks sort of like a wasp.
A dead devil?
Yeah. What do you call something for a baby to lie in that has four wheels and a handle for you to push it by?
I call it a stroller.
Okay. And if you had a baby in a stroller, you might say that you were going to, what, the baby?
Push it.
Okay. What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Ripen on the ground?
Underground.
Under the ground? Uh-huh. I ain't never heard talk
about that. Oh, sure you have. Something about this long?
Peanuts?
Yeah.
Oh, you said rack on the ground. You said grow on the ground. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, listen, this kind of thing is good for me to know, too, because when I go back to Emory, I'm supposed to tell them how we could change the questions, so that they get to the answers better. Okay, they grow on the ground. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what, his father? Well, if he's similar in appearance to his father, would you say that he favors him or he looks like him or he?
Oh, yes, I say yes.
Which one? What would you say?
If a boy favored his father, I would say so and so and so just like his father.
Okay. If a boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
What you mean, good?
No, I mean if his behavior is just like it. Well, if he looks just like him, you'd say he favors his father.
That's right.
And if he acts just like him, what would you say?
Well, I'd say he acts just like his father.
Just acts just like him. Okay. Would you ever say he has ways like or he takes after?
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes a boy, he favors his father, he got ways just like him and all.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth? Not a registered nurse, but another woman.
A midwife.
Uh-huh. Do you know any humorous or uncomplimentary terms that a country person might use to refer to a person from the city? Okay. Well, like me, being a city person, coming to the country people might talk about me and say that they might say something like I was a city slicker or a city dude or something like that. Would you ever use those words?
No, I
mean, not necessarily to me, but just to somebody from the city.
No, I don't use them words.
You wouldn't use any word for that?
Not like that.
Okay. Well, now, what about if we turn it around and say that a country person goes to town? Now, do you know any words that the people who live in the city would call him?
They call him old.